discussion hosted News Talk Radio.
Here's what we're talking about this week.
An official national surrogate for Medicare for all bills. So tell us, what exactly does that mean?
Well, it's exciting to me, too. In moments when folks need to hear what Senator Sanders bill, or they would like to hear from Sanders, and he's not available, or even that I can speak in his stead with his authority as he would about that legislation. The bill number is S-1129. So it's really exciting, and I'm pleased.
That's amazing. That's so exciting.
Yeah. Good job. That's great. And I'm so glad to see so many Democrats embracing this.
Alone for so many years in the United States, you know, bringing forward the Medicare for All legislation. And now here comes the introduction of 14 other co-sponsors.
It is. I am. Lawmakers at a hearing hope to shine light on mysterious inner workings of pharmacy benefit managers.
The pharmacy benefit managers become huge middlemen for the big pharma, for the insurance industry, and they are constantly driving the cost of pharmaceuticals up, pulling it out of the goodness of their heart. They need money off of the product that they are paying for the pharmaceutical industry. So may on its face seem like a great towards generics when possible, and all the they sell to new patients and perhaps to others about what they're going to provide for them, not being necessarily true because they're getting what we call rebates, but what we might get back.
Yeah, no question.
Why are prescription drugs so expensive in this country? Why do they sometimes cost higher than what they would in another country? And it is because it's the pharma charging. It's the pharmacy benefit managers in the middle doing these rebates that they claim are all on to consumers. And if you believe that, what are we going to sell you next?
Listening, you can find more information about these topics at nursetalk.com or nationalnursesunited.org.
This podcast is powered by National Nurses United, the nation's largest for registered nurses.
Tick, tick, tick. Keep a big tech's clock enhances corporate power, but his hands also sweep away more of our civil rights. At first, each new surge of artificial intelligence, robotic technologies can seem perfectly benign and playful. Take Spot, the robotic doggy that actually has no spots, no endearing puns, can't bark, has no tail to wag, and is very unhappy. In fact, this electronic critter is rather creepy, marish, but it's marketed by cute videos. In one of Spot mixing margaritas, admit it. Just adopt a Spot at your local animal shelter. Artificial canine, manufactured by Boston Dynamics, which is owned by Korean auto giant Hyundai Motor, sells for about $75,000. Who's buying them? Mainly such big corporate outfits, oil refineries, mining operations, and electric utilities want an unblinking eye to monitor and record visitors, protesters, and all others who approach their facilities. Just one more layer of our cycloptic society. But the point at which Spot loses all this and turns into a menacing beast of authoritarianism when it's turned into a police dog. There's been a backlash, for example, against the Honolulu Department for deploying one of the robotic canines in a city for homeless people. In addition to public outcry grew hotter when it was revealed the police had used federal pandemic relief funds for their Spot. Corporate and government officials assured this latest tech marvel won't be used to spy on innocent, be weaponized, or otherwise bite us on the butt. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is brought to you by Lowdown industry. Little spark plugs like Beto O'Rourke, musical like Marsha Ball, and grassroots change makers like Georgia Project and People's Action, the lowdown. So grab a libation and join the fun. Details, itarlowdown.org.
Real kids are curious about it. 40% will try it by the time they reach 8th grade. Real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early, talk often, get others involved. U.S. DHHS and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hart Round.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. This is our old buddy Alex Lawson, the Executive Director of SocialSecurityWorks, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensecurity.org, on Twitter, SSWorks, A-Law-202. And Alex, the program, I wanted to get you on to just catch up on what is happening with the administration, with Medicare, the Centers for Medicare, and most importantly, what's going on with the REACH program, and what are the latest scams that are
Medicare Part C, you have to have that,
Okay, let me just throw the door open for you.
Always a pleasure, Tom, especially because you're one of the few people who understands the danger here and the crisis point we're in, where private insurance is slowly but surely gobbling up traditional Medicare, or as I call it now, actual Medicare. Because private insurance is not Medicare. Actual Medicare is Medicare. But private insurance is making up almost 51% of people who are signing up for what they believe. Let's start with ACO REACH. It's a long battle to stop this thing before the new year kicks off in the new year. But it's still... The activism is still ongoing. There's some legislative calendar left before the new year or something, but it's pretty unlikely, Tom, that that's happened. I think we should, in all of our organizations, we should focus on it. We should elevate it as an issue, ensure that the activism that goes into it move to the next game board, which is next over the long run, but also all of Medicare and just taking on these private insurers that have slowly but surely taken over Medicare. And we're sort of in the end game. Get the majority of people signing up for Medicare, they're easing out traditional Medicare.
Right. And probably Republicans in Congress will probably say, hey, Medicare, and they're going to call all these policies, hey, let's talk about Medicare for All, and we're right back where we were 50 years ago, actually 60 or 70 years ago, really the end of Medicare. So can you see what REACH is?
Yeah, ACO REACH is so it's smaller. Medicare Advantage is enormous. Program that allows basically receives Medicare, the part of it's called CMMI, and it's just it's supposed to run experiment. The experiment that they're running is just plucking people without their knowledge. It's very random, and a huge problem is you have to sort of just randomly find out by that it's possible, and then asking your if you're part of this, if you have to go over into an ACO REACH.
Then you get something in the mail saying, hi, we're United Healthcare, taking care of your Medicare.
point. And one of the confusing things is that, Tom, what you're talking about so happens. So, but from like a sort of different angle, where the provider network that you're in could also be taken, and your doctor is now owned by the same people who own these private.
Well, I just learned that just happened. That my doctor is retiring at the end of this month, and he has sold his practice to companies, and I'm,
yep.
And I'm now getting emails from his doctor's office saying, "Come on in, and we'll tell you about the new Medicare Advantage program." So I'm frankly shopping for a new doctor, but so far I haven't seen it. My doctor has thrown me out of Medicare. Right?
So what they kick you out, Tom. That's exactly right. But what they do is what you're saying, and I think the truth is that you're one of the few people who might really stand up front that when they're saying, "Hey, join our new Advantage program," that's not actual medicine. For the vast majority of people, they trust the doctor. They're like, "Oh, the doctor is now part of some bigger network." Saying to join this new Medicare program, people just believe that's Medicare, and the doctor tells them it's a better deal, so they're trusting it. And that when I say like the 51%, they put the pedal to everyone out of traditional Medicare by just aiding them with emails, mail pieces, on TV, and as you know, there's advertising. Actual Medicare. There's no, we really want to get John Bowser-Bowser, saying, "Hey, sign up for actual Medicare, where you get the care that you need from any doctor, where there's no denial of care." That's actual Medicare. Private that has invaded Medicare, as you know, they take money one way. They take our premiums and deny care. So that's the same in the Medicare universe. In the pre-Medicare universe, private insurance does one thing, which is, things that they end up in the same way. They only sell it to healthy people. So they get all the data advantages, and they really market it to people who won't need care. And then if someone slips and they actually need care, they get sick and they need care, their game is to deny them that care. Medicare, if you get the care that you need. And that's what the street-backed, private equity-backed companies can't see.
So what should people look for, and how can we most effectively do this on behalf of rural Medicare?
A few things. One of them is out if you're in actual Medicare, and I know at this point what type of Medicare you truly have. So if you are getting it through Advantage, then you are going to want to be diligent in understanding what is on offer to you and what they can do. The big trick is that they will just illegally or wrongfully give you care, but you don't even know that you can contest. So just know that you can contest. Also, really examine your network and ensure the doctors that you're allowed to go through a privatized system are where you especially if you travel a lot of that nature. Unfortunately, with private insurance, the universe, you have to really stay on top. But you have to know that they're in an adversarial system.
And they can change the rules every year, too.
Every year, exactly. So then on the policy side, unfortunately, Tom, as you know as well, it's not as easy as if you're on Advantage just switching over to actual Medicare, because it's really difficult, potentially harmful to you. You really have to dig in about your personal situation and be armed with the information of what you can do and what is owed to you. On the policy side, the things, but I really do think that Mark Pocan's bill that I've spoken with you about, that would just not allow the insurers to actual Medicare and United Care, right? Or actual Medicare and Humana. So I really like that bill, and he is working at right. So you can call your members of Congress and tell them to.
It's called the Save Medicare Act, right?
Yep. Co-sponsored Mark Pocan Save Medicare Act. And I don't know if we're going to get bipartisan support on it, Tom, but we might. I would just say whoever your member is in the House, give a call and tell them to get on this bill.
Yeah. And in the Senate. Right?
And in the Senate. As think that in the House it makes a lot of sense to actually looking for that right now. Again, I don't think it is going to pass, but what it does do is it's the stage for a real fight that we're going to have here. And the thing is, I'm not super pessimistic. I know we're losing, but we the sea change of understanding just how bad private insurance in the Medicare universe.
Well, the New York Times is pieces on this recently.
New York Times, Wall Street, right? Like things that you've been saying, Tom, for years, all of the elite media are just sort of waking up. That's big. So now it is time to demand the Biden administration start weeding out the worst aspects of Medicare Advantage, start reining in the fraud and that occurs in this privatized Medicare. You know, we're going to just keep driving that until we have even the playing field, an actual Medicare is winning the day. So that's what we have to look forward to in the next Congress. But right now, it's about setting the pieces up to do that.
So what's the best say for the work that you're doing, Alex Lawson?
If you go to socialsecurityworks.org and you sign up for there, you'll stay up to date on all of our campaigns. Including our executive action on against the privatization of Medicare.
Mm-hmm. Alex Lawson, executive director of Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org is the website to go to SS Works on Twitter. Alex, again, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom.
We'll be right back at 17 minutes past the hour. Republican Party bend a knee for Donald Trump round. I'll fill you in on that. For the wine lovers and entertaining lovers in the is why not go to wineenthusiast.com for all the wine gifts, accessories for everyone, probably most people in the wine enthusiast from a monthly magazine wine. For more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the destination for fine wine lifestyle products, a huge selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker in every collection from 600 to 600 bottles. WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 734. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop Black Cyber Monday and holiday sales events happening now for the season of the season. Wine storage, gifts, and more. And get average shipping on orders of $99 or more. Some exclusions at WineEnthusiast.com. They bring wine to life. Message and data events.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. History series includes 10 timely and books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. History of guns in America, how to do with slave patrols, and need to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is the hidden history of the Supreme Court and the betrayal of America. History of the war on voting, who stole the vote and how to get it back. So we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election. Common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. This fall is the hidden history of monopolies, how big destroyed the American dream. And next spring you'll see the hidden history series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever. backs are sold.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, deep dive into the economic royalists' modern voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall Series. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War.
Of angels night, the fate of the world and what we can do. It's too late. The named author Joseph Chilton Pierce wrote.
To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original is one of life's rare privileges. To discover is focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species, anthropology. Because the last hours of ancient some of the work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. Exhausted superb in the days of Tom the Prophet's Way, which I wrote and called the most important book I've ever written. But now I find a sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the fate of our species and the species.
The last hours of ancient planet, the world and what we can do before it's too late by Tom.
Today, it's usually published over at Hartman.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check out HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back. Ben Denee, Rick Wilson, is a former Republican strategist, a co-founder of the Lincoln Trump Republican. Just wanted to run by for you his perspective, Donald Trump's run for the White House. Probably about a part of 6 months at least, and then maybe that Donald Trump is toast, that there's no way he's ever going to again, and that all he can do is the Republican Party. Rick Wilson disagrees, and here, this is what he said. He was, I'm not sure the venue in which he said, oh, it was in a phone interview. He said, the greatest danger in American is not recognizing that there are great dangers. The same 2015 and 16, we were confidently asserting that never, ever, under any circumstances, win the Republican nomination, and there were never any circumstances under which that would be Hillary Clinton, and then he could never have almost a million because of his mishandling of COVID and on and on. He said, I know Republicans, we right now are acting very bold, and the donors who are acting very bold, break, they will fall, they will all come online. And he's talking about, even in the face of, you've got senior Republicans criticizing losing elections, you've got Rupert Murdoch, you know, right-wing billionaire turning his network against Donald Trump. You've got big money donors like Ken Griffin and Stephen deserting Donald Trump. Trump continued the base with an iron, and this is what Rick Wilson's pointing out. He says, a quarter at the minimum of the Republican base, even if it's just 1%. If he goes into Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, because he has 15% going in, that's the ballgame. It's over. Everything else, it's all over but the crime. And then, you know, people say, well, what about Ron DeSantis? DeSantis gets his ass handed to him when he gets his clock debate or forum, or just by Trump grinding away, eating him alive mentally for weeks on end. When Donald Trump's numbers start posting up again, all the conservatives who are now like, we're all for Trump again, we have been targeted.
Trump's tweets, but otherwise it's pure communism. It's all BS. It's all an effing game. And that game is out the way in a way that does not result in the income that Donald thinks they're going to get. He says, has Ron been to the war yet? Has he been there in the fight? Has he actually picked up a thing of the brutality and the cruelty of down to the field on the third base and thought he'd get a grand slam home. Built it that way. Even the state still has an innate feral sense of cruelty and cunning that Ron DeSantis doesn't have. How does Trump know that Ron DeSantis does not? He watched the debate. Now, territorial debate. Now, I have a lot of respect for Rick Wilson. And, I believe he wrote every Trump touches dies. He one of the major books, one of the major anti-Trump books, which I read. And I think he's absolutely right, but I see this playing out in one of two ways. Exactly what Rick Wilson just said happens, the Republican nominee, and then loses in the general election, which is going to hurt the Republican Party. Or Trump gets wiped out in the primary, and you get seen for the Republicans is if they want a war home. Not Trump, and want to go completely nuts, they pick one of the other, basically Republican whack jobs out there, the Ted Cruz's of the world, who just really don't have a chance to do another will. It shakes out, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, too. 7 minutes past there, pick up your card on the other side of the book.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, called 808-9925.
Taking back maybe 2 hours away, 5 days a week, right?
Breast Cancer Foundation. We'll even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for information. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone. And right now, they need your help. They want more lives through early detection by offering women low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what you're... To donate your card to the United Breast Cancer Foundation, remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax receipt. Call right now at 800-09435. 800-09435. That's 800-09435. 800-09435.
You have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's an idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Just one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll move your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or assets in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call. Book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 880-5013. 880-5013. 800-880-5013.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directive. Modern thinkers, the last hours of ancient science, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late. Discover how we're made. sunlight. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done. Understand how ancient cultures valued communication and what we can learn from them. Get the secret of the north, the meaning of wealth and understand and heal our relationship to the world, each other, and to our natural resources. Much to learn and even more to remember. Here we guide the last hours of ancient sunlight to the world and what we can do before it's too late. In bookstores everywhere.
The class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put this work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, the war against the middle class and what we can do about it, by Tom Hartman. The host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy, so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been dismantled over the past quarter century and freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed in the pockets of the super rich and corporations. It's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. It requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if it will stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. Find out more about Tom's book tour. Or to get an order of sneak food, the undeclared war against the middle class, and what we can do about it. TomHartman.com. Get screwed by Tom. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. New book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture. The deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics in economic and population change are boiling over the limits in which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are depleting its natural and human resources and engendering the millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examples that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern day, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate, radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its logic. My book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for, a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in stores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here. That it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. The best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. Podcasts at TomHartman.com. Never miss another debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full market, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, it's each and every week. But wait, there's more! An added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll get my best of the rest of the news, a daily dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't. And sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com, see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for your support.
Free podcast recaps are available wherever fine podcasts are found, and we have the full podcast available over at TomHartman.com if you want to support our program.
Gifts from the kids, check. Your mom, check. But what about the men in your life? You give them a gift from Man Crates. If you really care, with hundreds of totally unique options available at mancrates.com. Appreciation crate with personalized handmade whiskey decanters, ice spirit molds, sled coasters, and snacks. And list. Or the Grillmaster crate with the brass knuckle meat, the cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open it is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crate's gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And Man Crates will make it. Today only, you can save up to 35% code CYBER22 at ManCrate. The code and Cyber22 at manhunt.com to get up to 35% today only. So check that out at manhunt.com and use that code Cyber22. Welcome back, 35 minutes past. A quick geeky science for you, and then I'll pick up your phone. A new just published on super agers. Up in 2021, it was done over an 18-month period, and they were looking at people over 60 to figure out what is the thing that causes people in their 70s, 90s, who still have minds that are operating in their 20s, what is it that differentiates people in their 60s, 70s, 80s who are clearly losing or are struggling? What they found was that there was basically one thing that was way ahead of every other variable. Yes, exercise is important, but one thing is constant learning. What they found was that, now, you know, there may be a chicken and egg thing here. It could be that brains are still working well, they're trying to constantly learn. But what they're arguing is that this study shows that they would constantly learn cause their brains to work better. And they found that people who have higher education tend to engage their minds throughout the rest of their lives. They talk about, you know, people learning second languages in their later years, shall we say. They point out social interaction is a form of has been associated with staving off dementia. Language works out different parts of the brain. It's like a different phrase. They say super embrace and sometimes crave a feeling of frustration. They learn something outside of their expertise. I know I do. I read two books over the weekend on history of democracy or the first draft back from the publisher this week. So this is going to be our project. And in the following weekend, you know, in this book and getting it off by the, I have to have it, 15th of December. And I'm starting pre-literate societies. And how does that work? Culture of the Neanderthals, and, you know, speculating about, you know, why did they die 15,000 years ago, roughly, at the end of the last age. And, you know, there's a lot of different things about that. And the other one is, you know, about various indigenous and aboriginal societies and how they organize. I just constantly learning stuff is a wonderful thing. I encourage you to everyone, regardless of your age, to things as much as you can. All right, so much of science. Let's pick up your phone calls and get back to politics here. Jessica, hey Jessica, you wanted to comment on what we do, right?
Hi Tom, first I want to say, you are absolutely incredible. Another book, it's so amazing and it sounds so interesting. That is amazing.
It's just, you know, I'm just using the ADD kid who grew up, but anyhow.
it's a fantastic way to use your time on this. And then, Mark Taylor Greene is a liar. Trump names of the leaders of both Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Proud Boys leader Andriki met at the White House December 12th. had from January 6th to January 19th to have all insurrectionists ask for their pardons. He knew them. He partied with the Oath Keepers.
And then, so Marjorie Taylor Greene is lying. Trump didn't know who these people were, so he couldn't pardon them.
Yeah, that's what I was going to why is and she may absolutely need it for her because remember, Tom, you talked about the January 5th, how they did the planning. She pardon a lot of those senators or congressmen. He didn't pardon. So I'm saying, let's hope Smith remembers how all Nixon down. 40 of them got in and served prison time. So I'm just hoping that it's not. I have to think of Trump they're investigating too.
I share your concern. It's a big concern too. We need to make sure that it's not just that he's dying for this thing. Yeah, he's the first, but there's a whole bunch of people who are into ending this democracy, and they're still.
One more thing, remember Boebert text that Nancy Pelosi, location of Nancy Pelosi? All were in on it. They met, text, I mean, their texts alone, and emails, so much evidence.
Yeah, I think they thought they were George Washington. They were going to be the revolutionaries who took down a government, a brand new government, they were terribly mistaken. But, yeah. Jessica, thank you. Thanks for your comments. Paul, in Hamburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about the criticism of our brothers and sisters on the left still seem to hold over why things happen geopolitically. The new left in terms of the war in the Ukraine seem to think that Joe Biden declared war on Russia and has decided to fight it out. The territory of Ukraine, some of his proxy war, and everything. The problem, as I see it, is New York is still yelling about McCarthyism and red baiting and what they don't seem to get. In the 21st century, it's a great market-based, profit-driven world. It's not a socialist country. They're the stock market, central bank. China is not fully communist, it's partially socialist, but it's more like the market was in the 40s and 50s. They have a central bank, but it's stock markets. They're profit. So when you try to claim that why America and Joe Biden want to be in a sustained war in the Ukraine is the military-industrial complex to make profit. They're not explaining anything. They're dealing in truism. These are shipping electric cars to the United States, we speak, to sell at a profit. When you're dealing in a truism and saying that we're in a war because that's how they're going to make a lot, they're not explaining anything. It's like saying everything is the will of God. It's a non-statement of a truism. The true analysis lies in understanding the history of Russia and the history of Europe from their own ideas and their own in any discussion about the Europeans of something that's called civilization. Member of the Eurozone. They use the Euro as their currency. Finland is in the European Union, the European Congress, and they vote for people and they participate in European politics. What they're not in is NATO. And they're not in NATO because Russia doesn't recently apply for membership. For decades. What happens in Europe is completely almost a mystery, most American pundits, the left, the right, and everyone else. The left seems to be Tory Newland and the neocons are secretly running from the state somewhere. and if they're causing everything that happened in Ukraine, and that the Ukrainians are sort of like these indigenous people who are being manipulated by the evil American imperial empire.
Right. It's really an astonishing to me.
It's an industrial country. They have the largest nuclear power plant. They're extremely well educated. And it's 50 million. It's not this dot on the map. That's a problem. And the problem is Russia. So to everyone, you go to theorytalks.org. It's about international relations. And there you'll see. And for Russia to take out European landmass.
Yeah, he's sort of the Rasputin of Putin.
It's from the Mueller report, and this guy's been writing since 2008. He's the number one advisor to Putin. A woman was killed by a bomb. That was his daughter. But the Ukrainians are trying to kill him because he's the one that's the problem. He's been advocating the invasion of Ukraine since 2008. He's a complete Russian. And he's like some far, far spiritual value of the Russian Orthodox Church. That's what they're dealing with. But what we hear on the left from the mainstream media is just a whole lot of as far as I'm concerned. These people are acting on, and we're intervening. You know, if we didn't intervene in Ukraine, I don't even want to know what the is. Ukraine is like
the next move is my doorbell.
I'm in a 24-hour line. Key to like Berlin. But people in Germany and in Poland, they're scared to death of this war. You know, it could be
well, and Moldova knows that Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland. I mean, they're next to. Yeah, I totally get it, Paul. And it's shocking to me, frankly. You know how outside, as it were. Is incredibly simplistic, and very often naive, and more often than not, factually wrong arguments. It's just a call. Thank you for the call. It's 47 minutes past. Okay.
You're listening to Tom. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video.
It's 48 minutes past the hour. Back with more calls. Looking to score points by getting the perfect gift this holiday season? Two great ideas, certainly have family and friends bragging about how beautiful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand made Oprah's famous. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. I am a set, and you can't believe how soft they are. They are not only super made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable. That makes them naturally temperature regulating, so they'll sleep all year round. The reason I sure do. And second, anything various loungewear collection, including soft and stylish pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out the plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those, too. Free Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool, reusable can. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Better offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com, promo code THOM. Cozy Earth.
What do the wisdom of the century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent and renowned spiritualist and game defined. The new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century is about living in the 21st, they shed light on history's spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the master of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century can teach us about living in the 21st, available on Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goat.com to give a goat and end hunger in
Dan.
So, do you like it?
GoatsForTheOldGoat.com.
In the wilderness of southern Sudan, one goat can be between life and death. Visit GoatsForTheOldGoat.org.
What can the wisdom of 19 provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. Self-empowerment, one of the things the 19th century can teach in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest experience. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the century as your guide. Self-empowerment, one of the things the 19th century can teach us about living in the 21st, available through Words Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between life and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the wilderness of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit Goats for the Old Goat. That's Goats, F-O-R, the Old Goat.org. Fighting hunger, one at a time.
Attention floor buyers, the sixth fall flooring yard sales going on now at Lumber Liquid. High quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Duo water resistant laminate is on sale. Pre-finished starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and for installation with install. Plus hurry, visit Lumber Liquidator to find the Lumber Liquidator store near you today.
I'm Jim from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender is much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned a lot of power awards for client satisfaction. And we Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage online. No one else has anything like it. So Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Close today at 800-QUICKEN or go to Rocket Mortgage. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, minimum 30.
It's called The Hidden History of Europe. Craig Powers calls it a hand premiere of a book. You can never find books are available. Tag your it. Sport market meats, sawdust like fillers, artificial preservatives today. I don't want to feed that stuff to my dogs. A doctor already created nature's mind. The freeze-dried dog. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by food because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Way helps support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers with savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 50% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday squatter with select orders. Just go to drmartypets.com/thom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. 100% value in your return on your purchase price. Text Tom, 511 to vote. Or go to dpets.com/Tom. Offer the order and select order. You've also text please been applied and receive it for an additional text. Text Zach Doctor. Calls Kathy in Minneapolis. Hey, Kathy, what's up?
Hi, I'd like to talk about Social Security and Medicare.
Okay.
And the Jackson Act has a poison pill. There is a income tax for research and development, so you can deduct your R&D credit for increasing research and development. You get to deduct against your income tax.
Well, the Republicans are trying to get this repealed.
With the new research and development credit is great. It was in the Inflation Reduction Act such that companies that do not pay any income get to deduct the first two security tax they owe and the next $150,000 of their credit against Medicare. So they are Social Security care in every way they can.
That's interesting. Kathy, I'll have to do a little bit and then check you out. But that is fascinating. Much for the flag on the home on play. In Maple Valley, Washington, we'll check out the number.
I will talk about Medicare Advantage. And Saturday we got a from my husband's union, a big packet of stuff. The supplement we've been providing and putting Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan with all the advantages and all the retired in this country put on this with absolutely no...
Somebody spiffed the union.
Pardon me?
Somebody spiffed the union.
But I think they've done different things.
Which union was this?
Pardon me?
Which union is this, Bush?
It's the automatic sprinkling that's part of the United Association, but they...
Yeah, amazing. Coach, time, but thank you for a heads up on that. And that's just a tragic story. Thanks so much for being here. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, democracy is not a spectator sport. That is required for us to participate. Otherwise, it's not democracy. Get out there, get active. There's so much that you can do.
To Tom Hartman. Audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
The Halligans are level on the corner. We're ready. Why? Because we use HelloFresh. Delicious recipes and they're right to our door so we can save an extra grocery store trip, make a date, and meal planning, and enjoy this special time of the year. HelloFresh always has try with over 35 chef crafted recipes each pantry and even prep for a party with seasonal and convenience from HelloFresh Market. But in a hurry, there are 20 meals and up options make for more quality time rather than your table. It's time in the kitchen. And saving money is always a priority. HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and 25% less expensive than takeout. The reason I've learned so much about cooking food. Plus, we brought that knowledge to other meals. Sign up today for 70% off plus free shipping with the code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70. That's code TOM70 at HelloFresh.com/TOM70.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you your support of our show that keeps us on the air. It wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more crucial for you to show your progressive support. Ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Another one again. Plus, labor news, full audio alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Section, every week. But wait, there's more! Bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription. You'll also get the best of the rest of the news, a daily three what's going on in the world today that you can't afford. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today. Sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com. Just how easy it is. And thank you so much.